Harry Truman was an accidental president.
After the tragic news of the death of our late commander-in-chief,
he had been sidelined by Franklin Roosevelt throughout the war. Roosevelt's ill health had been evident for some time, but no one expected him to suddenly drop dead early into his fourth term.
Has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead.
Now, the decision whether or not to authorize the first deployment of atomic weapons in a combat setting was left to a man many felt was unprepared for the task. Art Deco could take on a lot of forms, but this living room was a monstrosity. It was more like Caesar's palace than classic and tasteful, and Beth was horrified.
Boy, she's not happy.
Now she would have to explain to her reserved British buyers that the contractor had misinterpreted their plans and that someone was going to have to settle an $80,000 bill for materials and labor. What represents famine for the family of polar bears, however, is a feast for this brood of Arctic foxes. As climate change leaves less and less permafrost, the formerly barren tundra is suddenly springing to life. Bugs and small rodents aren't much of a meal for a bear, but for a 12-pound fox, they're a banquet. What do you think of when you hear the term artificial intelligence? Many people immediately have visions of Hollywood nightmares, Terminators taking over the world, mushroom clouds, and spaceships refusing to obey their captains. But artificial intelligence, or AI for short, doesn't have to be menacing. Renting the Maserati had seemed like a good idea. Nigel and Hugh were excited to explore Route 66. It was their first time in America, and the thought of seeing the sights in speed and style made them absolutely giddy. They had no idea that doing 120 miles per hour through Winslow, Arizona would be such a big deal, or that they would wind up in a tiny cell with a guy the sheriff called Huggy Joe, who kept commenting on how purdy their accents were. It's here, in this sleepy village 40 miles north of Barcelona, where some of the world's finest ham is produced. The pigs on this farm are fed a special diet of acorns and are allowed to roam freely over vast stretches of farmland and oaky forest. When they reach maturity, they will become a delicacy sought after by the world's very best restaurants. The founding fathers would not have approved. It's a modern dessert staple.
Trust me, this is the most decadent, divine chocolate cake.
But in the 1770s, a time of temperance and seriousness where frivolity was frowned upon, cake was considered to be, well, quite silly. It took a special kind of American ritual to bring respectability to the food that cost Marie Antoinette her head. Election Day,